The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals, as they watched video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and/or tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they did not fall in line with the ideology of a monstrous dictator named Adolf Hitler. Now, during the time of the opening of the court proceedings, it is important to note that the prosecutor said, "The laws of God and man have been violated, and the guilty must not go unpunished." I have a question for you. Who is responsible for doing Adolf Hitler's murderous biddings? Hitler didn't pull the trigger. His subordinates did. The criminals attempted to divert attention from their own murderous hands with the retort that they were just doing their job. Well, I'm here to tell you that they were not just doing their job, for if they were, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler in resisting him and his tyrannical regime's directives. If it weren't for them following blindly behind Adolf Hitler, the country of Germany and its people would have been spared. If they were truly doing their duty, they would have thrown off Adolf Hitler, not the German Constitution, and upholding the law that would in fact have condemned Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. Now let's take a look to America. In a time of propaganda and fear that is being pushed on the people, many are speculating if this government is going to roll out into martial law. We are hearing much of executive orders coming out from the president as well as governors and mayors across the country. Well, you might ask yourself the question, what is an executive order and are they constitutional? Well, United States presidents issue executive orders to help officers and agencies of the executive branch to manage the operations within the federal government itself. Executive orders have the full force of law, enumerated laws found within the United States Constitution only, when they take authority from a legislative power which grants its power directly to the executive by the Constitution or are made pursuant to acts of Congress. That's the representatives of the American people, and them that explicitly delegate to the president some degree of discretionary power, delegated legislation, like both legislative statutes and regulations promulgated by government agencies. Executive orders are subject to judicial review, not by them that want to interpret what common sense laws already state, nor are judges there to judge the standard by which they are judged by, and may be struck down if deemed by the courts to be unsupported by statute or the Constitution. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. The term executive power, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1 of the U.S. Constitution refers to the title of the president as the executive. He is instructed therein by the Declaration, "Take care that the laws be faithfully executed," made in Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5, or face impeachment. Now, most executive orders use these constitutional reasonings as the authorization, allowing for their issuance to be justified as part of the president's sworn duties. The intent being to help direct officers of the U.S. executive to carry out their delegated authorities as well as the normal operations of the federal government, which is limited. The consequence of failing to comply possibly being the removal from office. An executive order of the president must find support in the U.S. Constitution, either in clause granting the president specific power or by a delegation.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, at any time that you want to call in, please do 1-281-845-4704, pro or con. If you want to contend, that's totally fine. We do want to let you know that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America. Love it or leave it, really. We'll do our best to raise some money if you don't like the way things are. Ought to be, I should say, the way that things ought to be in this country, rather than the way that they're coming and becoming today. We'll buy a one-way ticket for you to the country of your choice. And when you want to call back, I said one-way ticket. And when you want to call back and come back home, we're going to say, well, I thought you didn't like the fact that God is in control. Well, he is, one way or another, and it's up to you. Either Ed here, or you can go ahead and cut yourself off and sear your conscience all the more. Until you have nothing left, including your soul. I do want to let you know, again, 281-845-4704. We're going to be talking about, and they say that they're just doing their job, in part, as I always do, because there's a lot of stuff to cover. I want to go back over to Springfield, Ohio, and I want you to watch this man who's confronting the city board, and he tells the people on that board, those, you know, said representatives, that they are the responsible party for what's going on in Springfield, and it coincides perfectly as to what we're talking about here concerning we're just doing our job. No, they're not just doing their job. They're not doing their job. That's the problem. And the American people should not succumb to calling forth their resignation. No, it's for the people to command respect by being the law and removing them and then prosecuting them. That is the answer, and it's the only answer that Americans are going to find satisfactorily in the sight of heaven and their posterity. Because if the parents don't rise up concerning what's going on lawfully in this country, their kids are going to be enslaved. There's no question about it. And to prove my point, let's go over to Springfield, Ohio, and listen to this man real quick.
As I can. Everything that's happened in this city in the last 2 weeks are your fault. In March of this year, I brought to the commission about domestic animal abuse. Gave you where to look. Nobody looked. Nobody. I've been harping since September.
He's talking about animal abuse because the Haitians are coming in and sacrificing their animals and eating them, so on and so forth. No joke.
Of last year, about towing vehicles driven by unlicensed drivers. It's still happening today. I was told by the Springfield City Police Union leader that it's a command decision not to tow. The ORC says otherwise. Every other jurisdiction around here tows without a license. There is video evidence. In fact, back to my domestic.
In other words, friends, let me just go ahead and interpret real quick. What's going on with the Haitians, there's inner workings going on where the people that are in authority, given to them and delegated through the people and by the people to them, they're conspiring against the people to give their town away. And by doing so, they're not enforcing the laws against the Haitians. Okay?
Domestic animal abuse. You guys even admitted during that meeting you'd heard the same thing. But then the city manager comes on TV and says there's never been a report of it.
Yep, he's doing what he's told, right, friends?
So when something's identified...
See, I want to tell you something. These people that are conspiring against the people, they don't realize that at the end of the day, they're not an island unto themselves. We're on one continent together, including the bad guys. They haven't realized that yet. But the people are realizing that what's going on in Springfield, Ohio, is it's inner working to pull them in. We know that the mayor's involved. We also see the police complying with the tyrants rather than constitutional law concerning the one that they swore to uphold. They're not doing their job, and this guy's calling them out for war. They're derelict of duty.
Brought to the attention of those who can fix it, that's an incident. That's a report. Direction was given. Nothing was done. I take personal offense. City manager impugned my background.
Direct your comments to me, Mr. Sanders.
I take offense the city would impugn the background and the trustworthiness of anybody on this side of the lectern for the last year, because that's what happened on national TV, and I demand an apology to me and everyone else who's spoken behind this one and that one and attended these meetings. Because if you can't do that, he's ill-equipped to be in the position he's in, and he should resign.
See, that's the problem right there, friends. I did want to highlight that. That's the problem. I want an apology for you breaking the law concerning those that we gave delegated authority to. I want apology from all of you that have assailed the people of the city. Friends, let me ask you something. Are those on the city board, those that work in the city, those that work for the people of the community in Springfield, Ohio, are they doing their job? No, they're not doing their job. Are they transgressing the law? Yes. What does that make them? That makes them criminal. When it comes to the criminal element, what must be done by the people? Because we all know concerning what's going on in federal and in state governments across the country that they are not going to hold each other accountable, because what in fact right now they're all going in for the kill is they're spoiling the American people at the cost of the American people. And what do the American people respond with? We want an apology. We want your resignation. Are you people kidding me? So when you commit a crime, let's say you're robbing a bank the way that they're robbing the American people, and the cops pull up, are you going to look at the cop? Is the cop going to look at you and say, you know what, we demand an apology. We demand that you resign from committing laws against the people of this community? Absolutely not. What are the police going to do? They're going to enforce the law. They're going to bring judgment, and you're going to be incarcerated. You're going to be thrown up in front of a judge, and you're going to be thrown in jail for a long, long time, according to man's law, not God's, by the way. You're supposed to restore 4 to 7-fold. What does man say? Oh, it doesn't matter. Just we're going to give you 3 squares a day. We know that you're going to turn out to be a repeat criminal. And after all, we're the ones that told you can go ahead and commit 3 crimes, but it better not be a 4th one, because if it is a 4th one, we're really going to get mad about that, and we're going to enforce the laws that we should have enforced the first time and in deterring the crime and teaching others not to commit the crime and protecting the innocent and condemning the wicked. No. Proverbs 16:6. Is that what the people are doing? No, they're just being soft on crime. And I want to tell you this, soft judges produce hardened criminals. And if you want to wonder why and want to understand what's going on in your country, it's because the American people are being way too soft on the crimes that are being committed against them by them that are supposed to uphold the law and deterring the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. Are they doing their job? Absolutely not. Folks, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we have done, and what we are doing, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. You want to call in? 281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
I'm going to bring this up twice. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Last week, I'd highlighted, and I was censored by outlets, namely big tech companies that are violating my First Amendment. It's criminal activity, as I've highlighted a million times since it started to begin in this ministry. It's continuing on, friends. And Rumble's doing the same thing. Vimeo, I got a whole list of things that they're completely compliant to the global order. It's pretty insane, friends, and it's all aimed at your free speech, which is a bulwark against tyrants, okay? Read the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They're violating it. Well, it's interesting because last week I had brought up the fact that Hillary Clinton, repeat criminal, how many dead bodies are around her and her creepy husband, Bill Clinton, especially when they were the governors in MENA, Arkansas, biggest drug dealers known to mankind. If you've not seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and check it out. Very creepy, but it's all based on testimony. All that have interacted with the crimes of those individuals, both Bill and Hillary Clinton, King Ahab and Jezebel, really, no joke. A great comparison, who did evil in the sight of the Lord and turned not. Remember, she was calling for the criminalization of false information, and I said, I totally agree. Let's start with the major networks and the big tech companies for covering for the crimes of conspirators in fact, Jeremiah 11:9. You remember that? Well, guess what they're doing, folks? All in unison. This is all predetermined by those that they're taking orders from. Look at this. German Citizens Council calls for the criminalization of disinformation. I totally agree. But they don't mean it the way that I mean it.
They mean it that when you expose them with the use of the law, Romans 3:20, highlighting their crimes that the people must rise up and deal with in bringing judgment upon their heads, Isaiah 26:9, they're talking about criminalizing you for exposing them for their crimes. This is what the devil does. Matter of fact, Big Tech even censored one of my posts, and they restricted more of my access to people because I posted Joseph Goebbels, the minister, propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, who said, accuse others of what you're guilty of, Revelation 12:10, just like their father, the devil, John 8:44. They decided to restrict my free speech for upholding the law, that men might understand who the criminals are. Well, that's exactly what they're doing in Germany. Remember the prime minister who was the person of the year? I believe it was with Newsweek. I could stand corrected, but I believe it was. Do you remember when that prime minister slapped the German flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam? See, they're not prosecuting each other, friends. They're prosecuting innocent people. That they're turning the lights out, and the people are allowing them to turn the lights out. The commandment is a lamp, right? The law is light, and reproof of instructions are the way of life in Proverbs 6. See, they hate all that. I don't care if they hate it. Remember King David said in Psalm 109, verse 5, I was hated for my love, or I am hated for my love. I am for peace, but they're for war. That's exactly right. That's what's going on here. Americans, people that are listening to me in 53 countries, listen carefully. They want to criminalize those that obey God. They want to criminalize those that obey the laws of their prospective countries. And if you don't become that law, they will criminalize you. They will criminalize you. This is what it's all aimed at. By the way, I think another prime example of all of this is just this. Do you remember when this first came out? And we highlighted it. Remember when Kamala Harris had those little earrings on? Yeah, I'll show you a picture of it on social media platforms. You see that picture right there? Remember those little earrings right there? And during what they called a debate, which is absolutely ridiculous, taking the most debased human beings in this country and then putting them up as the standard, and the American people are pulled into this debate. Again, it shows you how ignorant the American people have become. Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. Are you kidding me, people? Not a one of them's legitimate. Not one of them is qualified. Look at this. See her earrings? They're actually a monitoring system where she can go back and forth. In other words, this monitoring system that she has, it's an ear device where she can take orders and say what she needs to say in answer to the questions. Remember how the people that called it out were called right-wing influencers spreading false information, false claims that Kamala Harris was wearing earpiece during debate. You remember all this? Again, I just want to show you how they're trying to criminalize those that are telling you the truth. And I'm sure you do remember. Well, I want to show you something. I'm sorry I even have to bring this whore up in highlighting the truth of the matter, but I think it's important that you do understand this. Because she does have an earpiece in. She is doing what she's told, just like I've told you a million times. As a matter of fact, I remember when criminal Joe Biden was in office because of voter fraud. I remember I told you that, folks, he's taking orders. He has some sort of device. We've highlighted his wrists where he had speaking devices on his hands. And we also highlighted the fact that he had earpieces in, and he was saying what he was told to say. He was doing what he was told by his master, the devil. Right? And again, people didn't want to listen, but here we go, and it's going to continuously go. That's why they have teleprompters, every one of them, because when they don't have them, they don't know what to say. That's why I say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Well, that's the case for these people that you're allowing to lead right into the ditch and right into the hell that you're allowing them to create. Do you remember when Joe Biden walked by the Marine? We played the video for you. And he repeated what he heard in his ear, and he said, salute the Marine. He goes, salute the Marine, and then he salutes the Marine. Folks, this is happening all day long. Have you ever seen Barack Obama without a teleprompter? He doesn't know what to say. He has no idea what to say. None of them do.
That's why even during what they call debates, monitored by useful idiots in the mainstream media, right? That's why they have been busted over and over again with pre-scripted questions. That's why they're always softballs. They're never real legitimate questions. Why? Because they don't know how to answer them. Americans, look at your country. Are you listening yet? Let's go over to Kamala, and I want you to see this real quick. She's actually on a show, I'm sure bought and paid for, but I want you to see the proof of the matter. Because what she does, she has the same earrings on, and I want you to see what she does. Hang on. I'll play it again.
Oh, yes, hi.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and play it again for you.
A slice of orange, something like that. Oh, yes, hi.
Okay, let's do it again.
Orange, something like that. Oh, yes, hi.
I thought it wasn't an earpiece. It's her earrings.
Okay, I'm going to talk about a recipe while you're checking. Is that okay?
She's doing what she's told.
She'll tell me if I'm annoying her.
I thought it was a theory.
Okay, how are you doing? Hi.
Y'all see this?
Okay. So, Nick, if you're doing... Okay.
She's Nick, still listening to what she needs to do and say.
But the dry brine is easier. And do it brine for 48 hours is best if you can give the time. Make sure you guys get in the front.
Again, Americans, people, I thought we were conspiracy theorists, man. It's obvious. These people are brain dead, is what they are. Read 1 Kings 13:33. We got some more information going out there, and I'm going to highlight this in a moment as well. Put that up against the fact that German Citizens Council and Hillary Clinton unilaterally, at the same time, and simultaneously call for the criminalization of this disinformation. Disinformation is anything they disagree with. You're the problem if you're a Christian. You're a problem if you're a real conservative patriot. You're the problem. Ask the DHS. I've highlighted that several times. I want to go over to this. You guys all know that I did an event in Missouri. This was probably 6 months ago. And I was the main speaker for the Constitution Party, and which we are, okay? We are the Constitution Party, right? Because we are a constitutional republic. We don't have 101 different constitutional affiliations. They're all unconstitutional, therefore they're null and void. Michael Flynn was one of those speakers. I don't understand what people don't understand about Michael Flynn. And I'll tell you why. I was the main speaker. I believe I was supposed to be their speaker on Saturday. We got there a day early, which we always do. And when we got there, all of a sudden, Michael Flynn called and asked if he could be the speaker on Friday. I was the speaker on Saturday. He asked if he could be the speaker on Saturday, and putting himself in my position, well, I could be the speaker on Friday so I could get out of Dodge early. I didn't plan that. I didn't want to do that. And when that call came in, I talked to the person that set up the event, and I said, don't you think that's kind of odd that old Mikey doesn't want to be in the room at the same time with Bradley Dean? I'll tell you why, because I'd have called the guy out for who he is, and I'll tell you what he is. He's a shill. That's exactly who Michael Flynn is. He's a shill, and I'll show you
in
just a
moment.
This
is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm sure you're all going to probably just wait until the last segment before you call in. Okay, you're not going to get as much time. 281-845-4704. Want to let you know really quick, we just got another date this morning. It looks like we're going to probably get another one. This is all going down just in October alone. We're going to be in October 5th. We're going to be in Portage, Indiana. Brownton, Minnesota, October 17th. Brainerd, Minnesota, the 19th. And then we got a school that was set up for the 25th of the month. And it looks like it's going to be another one that's going to be available. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. There may be even a couple more added to that list. Right before the end of the last segment, I was highlighting the fact that I was doing an event out in Missouri with Mike Flynn, General Flynn, you know, the guy that was under attack. That people don't understand that the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And when they attack these people that are good guys, what they're doing, communists do that to promote these guys. That's why they raise tons of money. That's why it's all counterfeit. It's all man-made. And that's exactly what's taking place with General Mike Flynn. So going back to Missouri when I was doing the event, he wanted to switch the dates up. So the guy gave him the option, asked, and we said, we're totally fine with that. I said, that's kind of odd that he'd want to do that because I wanted to confront him in front of everybody. And I'm not talking about going up to him and say, hey, Mike, act like an idiot. I would have did it respectfully. But the point was, is Michael Flynn came in, and guess what he was doing? Guess what he was doing, folks? He was doing, at a constitutional party, guess what he was doing? He was promoting Donald Trump. No joke. He's a little puppet for Donald Trump is what he is.
And so are these other guys, the Roger Stones of the world, all the Alex Jones is another one, Tucker Carlson's another one. What are they doing? They're all going right along. Why? Because they're a part of the wrestling, pro wrestling team, right? Politics and pro wrestling are identical, said Jesse Ventura. That's who these guys are. I'm going to prove it to you in just a moment. I want to ask you something before I show you this video of Michael Flynn. Doesn't anybody think it's odd that Alex Jones was completely ostracized by the mainstream media until Donald Trump came into the picture? Oh, this is firsthand. Okay, this isn't speculative. Doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd that once he met Donald Trump, all of a sudden he cut all of his communications with other people that were too close to him? Doesn't anybody think it's odd that we had David Knight on the program probably a month and a half ago who told us, and I got the video here too, by the way, where he calls himself out as being the CIA, Alex Jones. Well, you guys all know Tucker Carlson just happens to be affiliated to the CIA through his daddy, through the Bushes as well. The guy's not out there, friends, because he's your friend. He's not out there making hundreds of millions of dollars because he is the answer to America's problem. No, he's going right down the same road. And what it is with the Fox people, it's not so much as to what they say that should bother you, not in every case, but it's what they're not saying that should really bother you. But I want to go back to Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones. Do you remember, friends, asking you the question, do you all remember when Alex Jones was completely ostracized by the mainstream media? He was a lunatic. And now all of a sudden, these polar opposites, Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson, they're all doing meet and greets together. And you know who's a part of all that circle now, friends? For all the people that have asked me over the years, is Alex Jones a shill? Well, he's CIA affiliated. Just ask him. He's under the thumb. I guarantee you he's extorted. I guarantee you he's extorted. I guarantee it. Guess who's in the pack now, friends? J.D. Vance. Isn't that interesting? And what's funny about it is after Alex met Donald Trump, he's been doing nothing but playing the cheerleader with the big pom-poms, shaking everything he's got, and I'm talking about his content, in favor of Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. Who is J.D. Vance? J.D. Vance is a pharmaceutical investor. Guess who the middleman is? He's got the airwaves. They're all hanging out. Anybody think that's a little odd? For all those that wondered about Alex Jones, you now know. Tim has a whole article on all of the truths concerning Tucker Carlson. He's not on your side. I don't believe that they're inadvertently doing what they're doing. I believe they're doing what they're doing because that's what they're doing, is serving their golden calf. And I do believe that they're extorted, some of them, the majority of them. I want to show you this because this is what you need to see. Speaking now, going over to Michael Flynn, I want you to listen carefully to this false prophetess. Elizabeth Clare, she called herself a prophet. This is in 1984. If you guys don't understand what plagiarism is, you're going to get a good taste of it. Because what this false prophet kicks out in praying to angels, Michael Flynn, when he goes out on the road, because the American people are too biblically illiterate, they haven't taken the time to know the Word of God, they just go right along with whatever old Mikey has to say. Here, let me show you this.
Presence, I am here, O God, and I am the instrument of those sevenfold rays and archangels.
We are your instrument of those sevenfold rays and all your archangels, all of them.
And I will not retreat. I will take my stand. I will not fear to speak, and I will be the instrument of God's will, whatever it is.
We will not retreat.
Verbatim.
We will not retreat. We will stand our ground. We will not fear to speak.
What a dork.
We will be the instrument of your will.
Exactly what the false prophetess said. Verbatim.
Here I am, so help me God, in the name of Archangel Michael and his legion.
These are the people that are put up
as the good guys. I shall remain freeborn, and I shall not be enslaved by any foe within or without.
weirder.
In your name. And the name of your legion.
He's not praying from the heart. He's got to read what she said. Do you see this?
And we shall remain freeborn.
This is Mike Flynn. This is the guy that's being sold as a good guy to the American people. He's not going against the establishment. He is the establishment. And guess what he's doing? He's capitalizing off the ignorance of the people across the country.
God bless you. God bless America. Thank you very much.
There you go. So there's Mikey. I don't know if anybody really wants to hear the word of God, but I'm going to give it to you anyways because I want to hear it. Isn't it interesting that Galatians 1:8 tells us what? Let's read this. It says, first of all, he's praying to angels. Okay. What's interesting is it says, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Christ crucified. Boy, what's missing? What did Paul say right in Galatians 1? I'm just kind of curious. Let's just go to the top of the first verse. What does it say? Paul, an apostle, not of men. What did you just see Mike Flynn do? Pray the prayer of a woman. By the way, 1 Corinthians 14:34 tells us that a woman, this is the law. It tells us in the New Testament that the woman is to be silent at church and to learn from her husband at home. This man is going so far backwards, I'd be embarrassed if I was his kid. Honestly, I would be, and I feel sorry for his kids. But he's following the lead of a woman that's to be silent in church, praying to angels, and then he's conveying the same exact message verbatim as the false prophet S gave in 1984. What did Paul say? In spite of it, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by men, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Wow. I don't see him preaching any repentance whatsoever. He's a shill. Alex Jones is a shill. Tucker Carlson's a shill. Folks, those that are out there capitalizing and spoiling the American people by playing the good guys, why don't you see what they're promoting? Because they're all doing the same exact thing. And this is what I would just caution everybody. When you see everybody, just rationally slow down and think for a moment when I say this to you. When everybody's going the same direction, what does the Word of God teach us over and over and over and over and over? What does it teach us? You're going the wrong direction. Does anybody have a care that everybody's going the same direction? Do you think maybe it's time to put the brakes on and listen to the Word of God? Because now it's coming to the end, not only the end of your country, if you allow it, but it's going to be coming to your front door when you face off with the judge that's going to say, I never knew you, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, and cast him into the eternal fire. That's the consequence of unrepented sin, period. Do you think it's time to maybe stop and think and ask yourself the question why everybody's going the same direction? Here, I got to throw this out here. Anybody see Donald Trump's last post? Guess what he's doing? Exactly the same thing. Same thing. What's he doing? He's praying to angels. I didn't know that we were supposed to pray to angels. Maybe somebody should show this Christian man, self-professed, of course, that doesn't need to repent, right? Read the end of 1 John and the beginning of 1 John chapter 2. He that saith he is without sin is a liar and there's no truth in him, right? Don't you think it's time to stop and ask yourself the question as to who in fact is leading the charge? Because these men are all following the wrong path by design. What do you think the end of this game is going to be, friends? And it's not just dangerous to the American people. Oh, it's dangerous to these little pawns that are yielding themselves as conduits to the devil himself. And there's no excuse for them because they should have taken the time before calling themselves Christians to know what Christ does. But I'm here to tell you, they're not doing what Christ does. They're doing what the devil does. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Is that what direction the country's going? Absolutely. Didn't the Lord tell us, beware of the blind leading the blind. Let them alone. The blind be the blind. They're all leading themselves what? Leading the people into the ditch. He said, let them alone. That's not what the people do.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, call 1-866-233-0747 or online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. Hey, this is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. He's been called lots of things, even extremist. Well, maybe he is, because extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty. This is Sheriff Mack.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024, at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th, at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th, at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-281-845-4704. Gosh. Yeah. They're just doing their job. Let's go ahead and kill this. On November 20th, 1945... November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazi criminals to justice. I want to say this is the aftermath of a people that would not listen to those that told them beforehand concerning what they call that genocide that took place back in the 20s and 30s and 40s under Adolf Hitler and his SS. It was kind of bizarre. The other day I was at the post office and a guy was talking about Auschwitz. He's got a family member that lives there. I said, did you say Auschwitz? And he said, yeah, Auschwitz. I said, have you been to that concentration camp? And he said, I have. It's been 30 years now, but I've been there. And I started to think, my goodness, man, everybody can look at the history of it, but nobody took the time to understand why it happened in the first place. It happened because if you go to the Holocaust Center in Washington, D.C., been there a couple times. I've been to the Holocaust Center in Israel, as a matter of fact. And what was interesting is you've seen all over the walls, all of the scriptures from Deuteronomy in the Torah that were up on the wall saying that this is what's going to happen if you depart from my commandments and my judgments to keep and to do them. It's the same thing happening now. I mean, this is, we're going into the third cycle of judgment. That's what we're doing. Why? Because of what people tolerate. November 20th, 1945, the Nuremberg trials began, bringing Hitler's Nazis, his criminals, to justice. By this time, several countries were destroyed. This is what I was highlighting. 50 million people were murdered. That's 2.5% of the world's population lost their lives, including 12 million individuals called the Jews, German dissidents, gypsies, and political opposition, intellectuals, and others who were exterminated in Nazi concentration camps. Why? Because the church, the evangelicals of the day, were the ones that were guilty of actually promoting Adolf Hitler to power. Wow, just ask Martin Niemöller. He wrote a whole book about it. Just like what's happening here today. You know, I'm humored when I hear people say, oh, it's never going to happen here. I know. Right there, that tells me that's exactly what's going to happen. That's exactly what's happening. We're in process of it. Oh, I can tell you firsthand experiences, when I hear people talk like that, it means exactly, it's like a sign that says, this is where you're at. You are here. I'm telling you where we are. We are under judgments right now because Americans are taking in their pride now. Their pride is broken, but they continuously keep following the same men that keep bringing them back to another level of judgment. That's what's happening. 281-845-4704. The world watched in horror as the courtroom filled with Nazi criminals watched video footage. Many of them, P.S., posted script. Many of them weren't worried about anything that was going on. If you've ever watched the Nuremberg trials, you should watch them, because a lot of them just kind of seem like they're going through the process, because many of them weren't prosecuted. And those that would have spoke the most, they were the ones that were actually killed in prison. Though they had to go ahead and hang a couple of them to tell to the people at large worldwide that, hey, listen, we took care of the bad guys. No, you forgot, friends. You forgot Operation Paperclip, because your government went over to Germany after the war and took 1,800 SS criminals and brought them over into America. Hence, they created the CIA. Also, I wanted to let you know, too, there's a book out there called, there's a book out there that equates people's understanding to what happened under Adolf Hitler as to the eighth grade, if you believe that he actually died in a bunker. Many people don't realize that they took tens of thousands of these war criminals along with Adolf Hitler and transported them to a different country. Nobody ever, a body was never delivered up concerning Adolf Hitler. And the one that they tried to deliver up, everybody laughs at it. The war's not over, friends. It's just been elongated. It's been pushed down the road. They just renamed everything and they just put everything under a different guise, a false covering. And that's where we're at today. Going back, as the world watched in horror, the courtroom filled with Nazis, criminals, they watched the video footage of famished men, women, and children who were mercilessly shot, starved, and even tortured, and then thrown carelessly into mass graves, all because they did not fall in line with the ideology, just like what's going on right now, of a monstrous dictator named Adolf Hitler. It's exactly what's happening today. Look what just happened under the pandemic. How'd that work out for you? Look at how they tried to ostracize you. Look at how you were banned from going on airlines like I was, Delta, because I wasn't going to play the games of the Gestapo. You weren't going to tell me to put a mask on that doesn't work. You weren't going to convince me of a virus that you couldn't prove. And right when it kicked off, friends, I knew exactly where we were going, and I conveyed it to everybody that watches this show. Just wait. The pill in the jam is they're going to push you to vaccines. Now 20 million people are dead because of the experimental jabs. And now they're still pushing the same experimental jabs on your children, because if they don't take them, then they're not going into public schools. And there's people that are just going along with it still, ignoring the 20 million people that have been murdered under the guise of depopulation. Just ask Bill Gates. And if you haven't taken the time to understand that Bill Gates is now creating mosquito plants so he can give people viruses worldwide. I know that sounds just way out there, doesn't it? I'll play that video for you tomorrow. It's really happening. But we're talking about they're just doing their job, right? I have a question for you concerning what I just highlighted. Because during the opening of the court proceedings of the Nuremberg trials, it's important to note that the prosecutor said, listen carefully, the first thing he said,
the laws of God and man have been violated. Exodus 18:16. And he said, the guilty must not go unpunished. Can you imagine if 80 million people in Germany dealt with a small group of people before Adolf Hitler took to power and then he empowered other people to go kill off his political opposition? Can you imagine how many people would have lived? Maybe that's why the Lord says, keep my commandments and live, Proverbs 7:2. I'm here to tell you that all of them that were tried on the Nuremberg trials, not a one of them did their job. And it's exactly in parallel to what's happening in America today. What are you talking about? If they were doing their job, listen carefully, they would have dealt with Adolf Hitler and resisting him and prosecuting him and his tyrannical regime and their directives. Is that what they did? Nope. Every one of them sat there after they were guilty of pulling the trigger and murdering massive amounts of people, and they had the audacity to sit back and say they were just doing their job. Nope. They're not doing their job. I don't care who it is. When they violate the laws found in the enumerated laws found within the U.S. Constitution, every single time, I don't care if it's a small jot or tittle of that law, they are violating law. They're not doing their job. And I want to say this to the American people. When that happens, you're not doing your job neither when you allow them to get away with it. Again, if they were doing their job during the Nuremberg trials, guess what? They would have thrown off Adolf Hitler. Just the way our forefathers told us not to throw off the Constitution, but the men that pervert the Constitution. If they were doing their duty, they would have thrown off the tyrant. Not the German Constitution, which held him in check according to law and his Third Reich. What did they do? They got to a position where the people could no longer resist. How did they get that far? How did they remain? Because they believed the deceptive measures of his propaganda minister named Joseph Goebbels, who at the end of the day, for all of you bad guys, you might want to look at the history of Joseph Goebbels and his family. You might want to take a look at the end of sin because it brings forth death, Romans 6:23. If you think it's a game, just keep going on with your bad self. Because every day that you go on unrepentant before a just and a holy God from the heart, you are sowing and you are heaping up wrath for the day of judgment. And it may just happen in this life rather than before you face the king. Maybe the Lord can find, and I'm not speaking without due respect, and I can say I speak as a man, but maybe the Lord can find some people out there that will actually see to it that their justice is brought here on this earth, rather than when they die and stand before the Lord after they commit atrocities and heinous crimes against innocent people. What about you, Americans? You that listen to me. Some might say, well, Bradley, that's all you do is sit there and you blow the trumpet and you whine about what's going on. Not at all. That's not what we do here. No, we're trying to find the people out there that fear the God of Israel. And I'm talking about the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I want to say this. Isn't it interesting how many people are out there saying, pray for Jerusalem and pray for the peace of Israel. And pray for them and let's look out for them. Why don't you do this? Why don't you look out for your own country? Why don't you pray for your own country and pray for yourselves that you find salvation, that you might be empowered to actually do something about what's going on here rather than over there. Because you can't do over there what you can't do over here.